Fullworks pre-game interview.
We love watching this guy play, whether it be St Mary's, whether it be Bowen Heads, back in, of course, round three when we were here for the Bowen Heads Anglesey clash. He was great that day. But every time we seem to talk to him, it seems to be when he's in the K-Rock van and he's carrying an injury. And he's seated, he's got a crutch,
yeah, he's carrying
because he's got a serious knee injury, and he's sitting alongside our own Jane Birch. He joins us thanks to Poolworks. That's Sam Christensen. Here's Birchie.
Yeah, Sam, really disappointing news for you and obviously the team as well. We spoke a little bit before the interview about what the diagnosis is and the plan going forward. But can you update our listeners as to what you've actually done and what the moves are from here?
Yeah, so I
rushed
the ACL.
Hang on, the headset doesn't seem to be working there, Chris. See, let's try again. No, that's my might need to go to that, just to the handheld for the moment. So yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so
there we go. Good now.
All good.
Lost
you. Yeah, the microphone.
There we go.
Keep tech difficulties. So ACL's ruptured. So I did it against Torquay a couple of weeks ago now. We'll require surgery, ACL reco. So I got that coming up in a couple of weeks. A bit of long, sort of lengthy rehab stint after that. Yeah.
And in terms of the team, how they're going at the moment, you're 7-2, sitting nicely, equals second on the top on the ladder. You're fourth on percentage, but be pretty positive around the group at the moment with that start to the season. And last week was an important game. Newcombe, who have been the improved team in the competition, and getting over them by 38 points last week will give you plenty of confidence coming into this one today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great start to the year for us. I think obviously last week a really good win against a side that is very improved and we're really tough at the contest. I think our early sort of rounds, particularly Queenscliff and Anglesey, were really good wins and have given the group a lot of confidence. Hopefully we can follow that up with another good win today.
Sammy, you came here for a fresh start and to get some continuity with your footy. How frustrating is this?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I sort of knew straight away when I did the injury. It was pretty painful when I did it, but I think the thing that hit me was I sort of felt and heard it pop, and I knew it was a pretty significant injury that would probably have to miss a bit of time, and I was just frustrated because I felt like I think I was the first 3 or 4 minutes that I did it, and I felt like I was going to have a really good game today, but also going forward was really sort of confident in my footy and was really keen to play well.
You're a fit young man, but people talk about with serious injuries it's the mental side. Are you going through that at the moment, dealing with that? At 2:10, 21 of your mates or 22 of your mates are running around out there and you're not with them.
It'll be, I hope they get the win, but I hate watching footy when I'm not playing. It's always tough watching when you really wish you could be out there playing alongside them. I guess in terms of the mental side, as you mentioned, I'm sort of trying not to think about that too much, trying to, because it is a sort of 10 to 12 month process to get back. I think looking at it long term like that, I'm just trying to sort of break it down and focus on what have I got to do before surgery, and then what's that first step. So just try to go through milestones and tick it off like that.
Injury aside, what's Bowen Heads been like?
Been really, really good. Really good fun. I guess coming from a great club in St Mary's, but it's another great club and another great community in Bowen Heads. Really lovely people across the board, players and everyone that volunteers and helps out have all been amazing. So it's been great.
Did the co-coach have to annoy you enough to get you here, or was it you were ready to sort of have a look around and see what was happening?
Yeah, I was sort of keen to do something a little bit different. Obviously being at St Mary's all my life since Auskick and juniors and all that, and I think if I probably didn't do it now, I don't think I'd do it ever. So I was pretty keen to just try something different. After the end of last season, Damo and Max were pretty quick to reach out just to have a chat. Nothing sort of, they weren't too pushy, but caught up with them and then decided to move.
And when they spoke to you about, in terms of role definition, because when I saw your name being as a recruit, on my bingo card was not fullback, to be honest with you. I thought you might be forward or might be centre half back. But like, was that a discussion that they had, or was that through pre-season, or how did that sort of transpire?
They were pretty clear, wanting me to be a key defender,
yeah, right.
As opposed to fullback, centre half back. I saw it. We play fairly sort of positionlessly. We sort of go to matchups and vice versa. Sometimes I've been the deepest defender. Sometimes I get a little bit higher. But regardless, I love playing either spot as a key defender. It's been really good fun, and that was pretty clear from them.
And from an injury perspective, you know, like, you're not an AFL footballer, so you've got to work or study, or what's the process for you in the next few weeks in terms of what, you know, what has to happen from a surgery perspective?
Yeah, I guess from a life point of view, I mean, my workplace has been amazing with it. Yeah. Obviously, when I first did it, was pretty sore. Excuse me. And they were really accommodating, so I had a little bit of time off. And I'm back to work now before surgery.
Yeah.
But they've been amazing in terms of, you know, rescheduling everything, and have to obviously have a little bit of time off after surgery.
Yep.
But, you know, with my work, I do a little bit of driving and school visits and stuff like that, which I haven't been able to do and won't be able to do after surgery for a bit. So they've been, you know, awesome in that regard. So have made it sort of as easy as possible.
Good. For Pool Works, got a dirty pool or spa, called Pool Works, Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove. Speaking with injured Bowen head star Sam Christensen on K-Rock Footy, here's Matty Dowling.
Sam, obviously with your injury taking you out of the team, do you have a role to still stay involved from an assisting the coach perspective?
I've tried to sort of help out on game days and such. Damo and Maxi have come to me and sort of wanted to, you know, see what I would want to do, whether that's, you know, sort of helping Mick Moore out with the back line and things like that. But like at this stage, I'm really just trying to focus on the rehab side of things, getting it right before surgery. And then I think once I've sort of recovered from that first, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of it, then I think, yeah, it'd be good to make a bit of a plan. I'm certainly really keen to stay involved and try to help out the team as much as possible.
And 7-2 at the moment, Bowen Heads, what's been the talk in terms of, had a great start to the season, but now you sort of hit those middle patches, it becomes wet, becomes cold in the depths of winter. What are the coaches doing to keep everybody up and going?
I think they've been really clear with focuses in terms of breaking the season down into certain little zones. We obviously had a stint where we faced some really good teams for probably 4 or 5 weeks, the you know, the Queenscliff, Anglesey, Amos and all that sort of thing. And I think this past, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, obviously our last stint of home games for the year, which has been really good. So keeping it fresh in that regard. And then I think obviously not being able to play at home for this back half of the year, really trying to mix things up, and it'll be exciting.
We had your president Russell Highland on when we did the Anglesey game back in round 3, and he talked about what it looked like once you finished your run of home games. The training wise, has it been bedded down in terms of where you'll train and all that sort of stuff? Will you continue to train here and it just becomes a bit higgledy-piggledy, or do you go elsewhere?
That's a great question, and I don't know because I haven't been training. I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you've got an excuse not to have to worry about. Yeah. We had your old man on.
Well, I heard that.
Before the, did you listen back to it? How'd
no,
you go?
I didn't listen back to it. He said he was on.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Obviously, sad with the passing of your uncle, Damien Christensen. The service was last Friday. It was a wonderful service. And as a member of the Christensen clan, you must have been so proud to see the outpouring of support for your uncle, but also just the amount of people who showed up on the day. I spoke to Jimmy Bartel last night, who spoke so wonderfully at the service, and he thinks 1,000 people. Now, where I said I didn't have a great gauge, but did anybody get an idea about how many actually walked through the doors? It was a lot of people.
It was a lot of people. I don't know the exact figure, to be honest, but yeah, it was lovely to see. For Damien, who's obviously been involved lots of things in life, football and outside of that as well, so it was, yeah, really nice. Yep.
Chris, so good luck with the recovery. We're going to miss you out there, and obviously the boys are going to have a legitimate crack at trying to lift a flag, and I know you'll be barracking for them hard to win one, but also have that little pinch of, geez, I wish I was out there as well. Good luck with the recovery. We'll probably catch up with you again, hopefully, when things are tracking nicely later in the year, and hopefully in 12 months' time we're calling your name out here again.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Sam Christensen joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Pool Works. Call Pool Works Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove. If you've got a dirty pool or spa, I know it says June 13, but the next thing you know, you might just need to be getting that pool ready.
Yes.
Pool Works pre-game interview.